Welcome to the Kickback for episode 3 of Mildly Magical. Where do we start? Welcome back, Rennis.
Hi, everybody.
How was that that vision that brought you back? How was that for you?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. It kind of went over some of the stuff we thought we had talked about in his backstory mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And he still doesn't have any idea what he really is. Yeah. But, you know, that's him still filling everything out.
I do have, like, a running blight with, maybe not this episode, maybe the table that we play on. Because the roles this session, I'm glad I didn't have to run any combat. Because they were all dog shit.
So bad.
It was so bad. I think we only had, what, 2 double-digit rolls? Just a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when Rennis went to the Astral Realm, there was a lot of stuff that he missed there. Because he just couldn't see it. Just wasn't an option. But at least you know something about this person or this celestial figure.
I mean, it's lukewarm. I'm hoping it's not necessarily super bad.
Hopefully not. And then you immediately went to the tailor, which, that's just less work for me. Thank you for that. Because he was going to find out about the suit one way or the other, and that was just going to be a whole deal, which now it is. Kylexi.
Yes.
What's the play?
Honestly, I have no clue yet.
Okay.
I have no clue, but I'm going to find a way to keep this vest.
Oh.
It feels too nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you should continue to wear it forever,
mm-hmm.
you can probably apply some magic runes to this thing.
Oh, nice. What color is it?
I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, it's green. It's definitely green. Olive green. Yeah.
Olive green?
Yeah. Nice.
What? That was immediate. What color is it?
The man knows what he wants.
What it is. Green.
Olive green.
That's what's up.
Now, as far as the intel that Oliver gave you, I guess going back to Goldberg City for a lead that you wanted in Barley, that seems like a bit of a letdown. But just above board, I want to let you know there's other things in Barley as far as leads go. That's okay. Just one that you picked up.
Gotcha. All right.
I do find it weird that part of the like aristocracy of the area is against the police. That's not normal.
It's weird because the only representation is Oliver, and that's just not fair.
That's true.
Wouldn't necessarily call him.
He's not the
aristocracy.
I mean, but he's part of the Rotary Club. You know what I mean? He's our representation of what they like. Now we do know that he's.
But
not
we're also running a griff. And we're expanding.
No one at the table has met the guardian of Barley yet, which is basically like the governor, like the actual landlord of the area, but. Olivar is the more, I guess, accessible figure, so that's really all you hear. How does it feel to be a guard?
Confusing? I'm pretty sure Rennis is like, oh, I get to go help people. What do I do to help people besides what I've been? Like, he's just going to start walking around and helping, like, find cats out of trees and stuff like that. Like, that's kind of what his whole deal is.
Gotcha. And this is something that happened later, but when Bolas brought up the fact that he's a bodyguard now and you're a guard, and I enjoyed the parallelism. Just like, you spend one day away from each other, and not even a whole day, a couple hours, and now you guys both have better jobs at, what, 10 times the pay that you got last time?
Oh, yeah. So much happened very short.
How much does a guard make?
For one of you.
You're a public servant. You get paid nothing.
I'll say it's better than a splitter or a shifter. Yeah, you're a sifter. So it's better than that. But is it touching Bolas's salary plus bonus and benefits? Probably not.
No one said bonus and benefits.
Did we ever negotiate the salary?
I think 100 silver.
100 silver? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get benefits? Did you get health care?
No, we did not.
No.
No.
Oh,
wow.
I should have.
You won't be able to talk about this for another 6 months. going back to Kylexi, you said you didn't have a plan for retaining the outfit, but you're definitely going to do it.
Yes.
do you plan on making a run? Or maybe I shouldn't ask that above table, but are you going to stay in Barley to find out more that might be going on? Or are you just going to cut and run back to Gulliver City and find things out there?
You know, I think I'm going to use an ancient tactic.
And that is?
Separate and confuse the enemy.
I can't wait to see what this goes.
It always works. It does. It always works. All you right, confuse right. people, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I've seen it work in modern day, in real life. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to our two worst rollers at the table, Mia and Bolas. That whole house thing was
were all
yeah, yeah.
Was everyone in the room and were like, I can't believe that they don't see us here. Like, did they put paint on themselves and was like, was he looking at someone instead of the painting?
I thought
because that's how I feel like we were rolling.
I was initially, I did want to have like upwards of four people in there to be found, but the issue is you find four people, you now have to fight four people.
Yeah,
so I couldn't do that. So I just did one. I just did one and I hit him in the couch. And like, I didn't think the DCs were hard, but when you're rolling like dog shit, I guess you can't really get to anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I rolled above a five.
Since you paid them off, I guess I can just tell you now. They stole a pair of your shoes. They stole one of your kitchen knives. That was what the kitchen DC check was for. You're going to see that one of the knives were missing from the holster thing. And basically, you just had a bunch of stuff on
all
you.
All in an effort to plant it. Mm.
You see, you can pay them to do something, but they're also going to get that bribery fee on the back end. They know how to accumulate a profit.
So then it's not over. They still got my stuff.
Yeah, they might drop it off. Hell, they might sell it. Maximize profit.
That works for me. As long as it's over, I paid the 300 gold.
Make sure to take 300 gold from your inventory and you're good.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing. Nothing. I'm the richest person here.
That's a flex.
Amazing. Wow. That is not a low key flex at all. That is very much
300 gold.
That's very high key.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I'll be honest. I wasn't sure if you were gonna pay it.
Oh hell yeah, I'm paying it.
Okay. Because I'll be honest, I thought that Bolas was gonna like make himself a nice sandwich and sit on the couch or something. I thought I was just gonna be up at that point because there's no DC if you touch the couch. The second you like look at the couch and see the cushions moving up and down with breathing, it's over. There's no need to roll or anything. So I'm surprised that didn't happen, but still glad.
Yeah, there had to be a limit on how much he was intruding while she wasn't there.
Sitting on the couch.
I still feel like going to the kitchen.
Why was he cleaning?
And getting an apple.
And getting an apple is a little bit more intrusive.
The cleaning was for evidence purposes, like make sure there's no evidence left behind.
Okay.
But I felt like the flavor of this, not assassin, spy-like character, was that he's more obsessed with the hiding of evidence so far that he's almost like a professional maid or cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I thought he had extreme OCD or something.
Maybe.
Well, I thought that he'd killed my parents, and you know, I was thinking a lot. I was thinking that
it, like,
with our terrible roles, that everybody was just like up against the wall. Like, I can't believe they don't see us, and that my parents were dead in their rooms, and that's why everything was so clean.
If I felt like killing parents, I'd do it, but I don't.
So then the letter was really from them.
I mean, I didn't feel like it then, but I feel like it now. So,
oh man.
So now I got to see what I can do to make things legitimate. But I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to go on a Batman-esque revenge tour? No.
Okay. No, I'm going to stick with my grift.
Yeah, maybe you can't keep your parents. I guess going forward, maybe I shouldn't ask that, cuz then we're just putting everything out there. Instead, I'll ask the age-old question: favorite NPC, favorite moment. What's going on? What did you guys enjoy?
For me, the parallel between the real confusion and the Ren's confusion, because he didn't know what was going on mm-hmm. at all. Yeah. Just finding out everything that happened was hilarious for me.
Honestly, I don't think it can be stated to the right degree that Renes truly has no idea what's going on. Right. he had an ethereal vision, came back, he was at work, and he's just being told things. He didn't live through any of it. He's just hearing all of it secondhand.
I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love it every second of it. Just to have Renes just being like, but wait, what? What? How did that happen? Okay, wait. All right. So run this back by me again. So
you said the chariot came from where?
My hands were in poop all day.
I haven't washed them. I'm here. I'm drinking milk with poop hands. What?
Drinking milk with poop hands.
Chasing it with wine.
Yeah.
You're a whole different person now that you come out of that astral realm.
Yeah,
you
know, hey, dying to do that to you, man.
Is that a form of death? Just, or?
Oh, I'd definitely say so. If you go to the astral realm, you died.
Oh.
You did. To a certain degree.
So did the blob? I'm surprised you didn't go back to the guy's house to do a little more investigating.
Oh, we might have needed that.
Oh, you guys are going to go look for that ooze again? Don't worry, I took care of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mine now.
Oh, dang, because that was on my, that's on my list.
I don't know if Renes is, like, he still said it, and I'm like, oh, I was doing that. Oh, wait, this person was doing this. Like, he's going back to the day in order. Mm-hmm. So, like, he knows you went to the tailor. Mm-hmm. Because you said you were going to go to the tailor before you go into the job. So right. It's like, you're going to the tailor. So he went to check with the tailor because he was like looking, he was told to go look for you. And so it's kind of like, okay, let's do this in the order of the day that I remember. And maybe the gap will fill itself in.
It's not the greatest, I guess, like analogy, but kind of like a dude, where's my car type of situation. It's like, yeah. Kylexi.
Yes.
As far as your colleague, your wizardry associate, Isaiah Telbrin, the great wizard Isaiah, mm-hmm. is there any input that you have on that? Because, do you have any interest in him? Or is it just like, he was a dick in school. Yeah, I don't really care about him.
He might be like a rival, you know?
Yeah.
In school, and he always does the best. I try my hardest and I always fall a little short.
Like a, I was going to say Naruto Sasuke, that's not it. No. Mm-hmm. Is that a Goku Vegeta? I feel like a shonen, it's touching a shonen something, but I don't know which one.
I think Goku Vegeta's a little,
you think so?
A little closer.
Yeah. It's closer. Would you say it is?
I haven't watched. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say Asta and.
And you know, yeah.
And you know,
that's perfect. Perfect.
That would be more.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one, but I mean, everyone else is agreeing, so I'll agree.
Because Asta like tries his butt off, just don't have it. And you know, it's like I walk in a room and aura is around me. I don't form aura. Aura is my friend. Like my aura forms aura for me.
I will say, just for some lore above table, Marcus, go ahead and roll me a d20 for a quick lore thing.
I don't want that tell, Brent.
Yikes.
Huh? I got an 11. For what?
I'll say make it a history check. I was going to take it as a regular 11, but I'll take the history instead.
Oh, that's like plus 5 for me.
Plus 5?
Yeah, so 16.
With a 16, you remember Isaiah Telbrin was like a mid-wizard at best for a large period of his time in the College of Magic. But then like on one of his expeditions, like you all take some time off to go explore the magical realm, he came back with such a deep understanding of magic that it perplexed some of the professors. Like basically he left one day as a level 1 wizard, came back as like a level 4, and then just kept building up even faster. Like he's just mastering magic at a rate that doesn't really make sense for what he was like a month ago.
Gotcha. Okay, suspicious.
Yeah. With a 16, got any questions? I want to see if I can give you as much info as I can for that 16.
Nothing's coming to mind right now, nothing unfortunately.
I'll say he has a prosthetic ear.
Oh. All right.
The ear is made of clay.
Does it work? Does it allow him to hear?
Oh, yeah. Ear's fine. It's just made of clay. That's it.
Okay.
After he came back and people started asking questions, he had it color matched. But you do remember it being made of clay for at least like a month before he had it painted.
All right.
Just some quick lore. And before we go, we got to get back to favorite NPCs or whatever. Before that, Bolas, as a bodyguard, if that spy were to jump out of the couch, what's your next move?
Ooh.
Because I was always there, like, okay, he's going to come out, he's going to roll an initiative, he's going to stab him with a dagger, blah, 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 blah. What were you going to do?
The most logical thing would be just to grab him, you know, pin him down, and then figure out what to do after that.
Because do you have a weapon yet?
No.
Yeah.
No, just these hands.
Gotcha. Because, like, I think you do, like, what, 4 damage per punch? Maybe more if you're raging? I can't remember.
Think you do more if you're raging. But, yeah, no, it's not a lot of damage. Definitely was not going to be able to beat him in a straight-up fight.
Ideally, what I envisioned was him going with the dagger, going for slashes, and you just treating all of Mia's furniture as weapons. You pick up the couch, slam it over his back, you grab a chair, go for it. Just basic brawl in the first floor.
But it's at such a Mia's nice expense. House.
It is a really nice house. Do I need to read again? Two story?
Would have definitely been like, no, not the... Ah!
That's an antique. No, that's a one of a kind.
Not the painting.
That painting. Came in real clutch for me. And let's just go around to favorite NPCs. Olivier across the board or what?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
He's still going to be my favorite.
Who's your favorite NPC?
The guy in the tree.
Ah.
It's just a funny visual.
It is. It's like there's nothing comfortable about the tree. It's literally like 2.5 feet diameter. So he's squeezed in there.
Yeah.
Speaking upwards.
And then the counting money, too, is it looks like this. Like, he's literally holding the bag as it falls down a chute, and he's counting it. And I can't imagine, like, him counting 300 gold like that.
Oh, jeez. That's real crazy if you say it like that.
You should have stayed. You should have stayed.
That
is found out how it went.
Wild. Just...
Oh, no. I dropped it.
Yeah. How does it get collected? Is it just raining down on him? Or is he...
Yeah, and it's falling his head. That's a lot of gold.
I assume that you put it in a pouch. Did you just give him 300 raw gold pieces?
I didn't say I put it in a pouch. I just...
Oh.
Where's your etiquette? That's
funny. I was in a rush.
Just rolled... Just dropped...
Whoops.
Yeah,
that's much worse than what we were envisioning. Did you think it was a pouch?
I thought it was a pouch.
Pouch. No, it wasn't a pouch. Yeah. I was running out of the
so
house.
So you just had 300 gold on your person.
It was jangling.
In pockets.
Okay.
Throwing it into the tree.
You know, some people, when they give their tithes or they throw money at me, then I don't have time to be putting it in a pouch.
Oh.
I just... put it in my zoot suit.
Gotcha.
Got deep pockets.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, I completely understand why he's your favorite NPC.
Thank you.
David?
You know, it's Oliver. It's Oliver. Just with him.
Pig.
Call it Rennis a pig. And Rennis going, where's
the pig? Where?
Oink, oink. Fed.
For me, it'd have to be the guy on the couch. Just picturing him sitting there while the other two are just completely oblivious.
Not sitting, truly like scrunched up laying. If you have a couch, take off the cushions and try to fit yourself there. That's what he did.
Yeah, no. I don't know how they didn't see him. That's just absolutely insane.
With a 2 and a 1, I really couldn't give you guys much.
Yeah.
And then it didn't really get that much better from there.
He was so prescient. He knew that we weren't going to be able to figure that one out.
When you guys went upstairs and then Bolas came down right after, I was like, oh, I missed my window. Fuck. But then you went to look at the painting and made a sandwich, so I had some time. You got I think it was like a 20 on his stealth check, so I was like, I'm probably fine.
Yeah, ain't no way, Bolas.
And then lastly, Hope, who's your favorite NPC?
I don't know now.
The guy that you
I was going to say Olivar, but now I'm like, maybe the guy in the tree? Or it could be the guy in the sofa.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the sofa guy because he really threw us for a loop.
He had a whole thing to himself that it might get explored
and
later.
And he
might
cleaned get the house.
Diligently.
So whenever my parents do come back, they're going to be like, whoa, it's still missing a knife. But
oh, yeah, it's missing a knife. It's missing your shoes.
That's fine.
There's some hair from your hairbrush that's also missing, but
damn it.
Really cares about that. Again, you paid them, so it's
I paid them.
It's all good.
So it should be fine.
They would have preferred it to be in a little pouch. If you should have to pay them next time. I feel like
if you want to, you know, if you want to go back and say that it was in a pouch, then.
No. I'm just saying, if you throw raw money at a guy again, he might hunt you down.
Okay, then I will spend some time putting my money in pouches.
Thank you. Does anybody have anything else to share about this episode?
I'm trying to imagine like the people who Mia was paying, going back and like, all right, so this time you owe us 350 gold, but in a pouch, because the guy you gave the gold to last time is all bruised up.
Like Mia is not; she done learned her lesson. Okay, she tried an alias; it did not work out. She does not plan on going to that forest or woods or whatever unless absolutely necessary. That's why she was like, get the money, let's go, don't say nothing, get out of here.
Do you think they'll take money?
Especially Rennis.
Because Rennis would have said something. To clean up somebody's house? Like to just do that part?
I'm going to be honest with you. He's never considered that. He's only thought about cleaning in murder or cleaning up evidence.
Okay.
Just cleaning to clean makes no sense to him. It has no purpose.
But if somebody were to pay him well to clean, would he?
Or be a crime scene.
I guess we'll find out, huh? But yeah, if no one has anything else to add, we'll go ahead and see you guys next time on Mildly Magical.
All right. Bye.